Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yeah, don't forget, Saturday 14th, the referendum. We go to the polls and have our vote, yes or no, in regarding a voice to Parliament. So, yeah, do that. Here in Cairns, you can go down to the Raintree Shopping Centre and they're doing the votes now. You can go to the polls now and do your vote, is what I'm saying. So check that out. But all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Maybe you want to talk about the voice to Parliament. Maybe you want to talk about what's happening with your mob, or with your clan, with your organisation. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong with the ball you're on. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and a one-hour program across the nation thanks to NERS, and a big shout-out to First Nation radio station across this deadly country of ours. Speaking of the voice to Parliament, voice information released in 30 First Nations languages. First Nations people whose first language is not English will be able to hear information about the voice in their own language as the Uluru Dialogue release translated information about the voice in 30 First Nation languages. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Pat Anderson, AO, co-chair Uluru Statement. On the line, we have Annie Pat. Good morning, Annie Pat. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Trevor.
How you going, sister?
I'm good, darling. And you?
Good. I'm well. Where are you based at the moment?
Well, I'm actually in Brisbane.
Okay.
My country is Dalyell country, and I grew up and on Larrakia country in Darwin.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful footprint. Got family up there, so thank you very much. So my sister, talking about the voice information released in 30 First Nations languages, this has got to be a great thing. This is communicating with our mob and community, especially our elders, as stated, first languages is not English for some of our people. So this is a great thing for communication with our mob, Auntie.
Yeah. They also, if people go onto our site, ulurustatement.org, it's the Uluru Statement itself is translated into 22 First Nations languages and 61 other languages for people who don't, English isn't their first language.
Good. So this has been out for a while in regard to voice of information?
No, Trevor.
Yes.
The current translations that we're talking about now, and I can actually read that to you so the listeners can hear that.
Okay.
That was distributed last week, and they're audio recordings of 24 different first languages, and they can be downloaded at any time.
Good. Thank you very much.
So we're sending them out. They went out last week.
Yes.
So we're gonna vote, as every listeners will know, cast a ballot on the 14th. So people can listen to them, at their leisure.
Okay, lovely, fantastic. Look, it's a bit of late than never. Some people have said that grassroots people, community, will miss out in regarding, don't know what's going on. But look, this is fantastic. We are communicating with our mob, and that's what we're doing, having all the information at front and centre, so mob can have a confirmed decision which way they vote, because they've got all the information, got the facts. Yes.
Absolutely. You know, our concern, the Uluru Dialogue campaign team that Megan Davis and I set up seven years ago now after we left Uluru, that's what we've been doing, to be educating people as much as we can over this whole period. And our purpose is that so when people get into that polling booth, you know, by themselves.
Yes.
On the 14th, that Saturday, that they...
fully equipped. They got the information.
Make an informed decision.
Informed decision,
indeed,
yes.
Brother.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's so whether yes or no, that's what I'm saying. Just give the people the right information, then they decide which way they want to go with the information,
exactly.
The fact. Yes.
Yeah, we don't tell people how to vote. We give them the information to make an informed decision.
Lovely, beautiful. So this is out and about now, so you can go to your webpage, is that right?
Webpage or to uhurustatement.org.
Mm-hmm.
We send it out to all of the community, a whole lot of First Nations community radio, because it's audio.
Yes.
Audio.
Yes.
So people can download it easily and share it and what have, and play it right up until, you know, till they go to vote on the 14th.
Too deadly.
To cast a ballot, rather.
Too deadly. The process there, Auntie Pat, can you just explain that? Were you yarning with the mayors of the communities or the elders, and who helped you translate into language?
Yeah. We used a whole lot of translation services across Queensland, Western Australia, and the Northern Territory,
mm-hmm.
To translate about the referendum,
mm-hmm.
And the voice. So that's gone out to all to as many of those community radios, like your one, Trevor.
Yes, yes.
Across the country,
good.
And with, you know, people know that the what do you call it? Presenters at those places will know when that is received.
Yeah.
It should have been. They should have received it last Friday.
Lovely. Okay. Well, so we're equipped, so we can help communicate or transform that out there to the mob. And
yes.
Thank you for your yarn, my sister. Yeah. So 14th October, that is the date. We all go to the booth box. It's either yes or no. Full words, yes or no, and we'll find out what happens thereafter, where we stand in regarding voice to Parliament.
Yes, Trevor, you've got it in a nutshell.
Auntie Pat, good yarning with you.
Okay, Joel.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dilly Yarn Death, Auntie Pat Anderson, AO, co-chair, Uluru Statement. Voice information released in 30 First Nation languages. So they're doing their bit in regard to communicating with our mobbing community, grassroots level, and putting the information, voice information, in language. And as she stated, not pushing people yes or no in regard to that, just give them the facts, the right information, so they can make informed decisions in regarding which way they go. That's what it's all about. Communication is the key. So have your say, Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Yes or no, this is your last chance. No beating around the bush.
Have you thought about the mob at the block?
Yes.
Have you traded in your culture for a shot?
No.
Ever painted up and danced for a buck? No. Do you know the feeling to be questioned by your mob?
No.
Pick a side, man, say it with your chest.
Yes.
And pray it ain't the alternative, yes.
No.
But we can leave it to my people for discussion or listen to the misinformation from a
fellow. Talk, bros. Let me take you on this little walk, bros. Do we have a voice if they make the choice for us? The apathy almost bad as some enemies. Name a category, hunky-dory for a century. You and them next to me, that's what a yes I mean. Ask yourself why they terrified of giving equity. No, 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 they don't wanna give us a seat though. Cause I'm not gonna make room for Rio Tinto. Either no vote, mean no hope and complacence. Yes, vote echo through whole generations. You ever look around your city and town, felt proud? Found out something about someone you left out? They wanna know what the voice does. It makes it hard for the parliament to avoid us. Nice. All I wanna do is give advice on my life.
Yeah.
And if they terrified, then you need to ask them why.
Yeah, that's why I'm writing a yes vote. Anything less is signed with a death note. Yeah, that's why I'm writing a yes vote. Anything less is signed with a death note, baby.
Yes.
Don't know if I'm right, I'll find out. Like you're searching for the best brunch spot near your house. I've never been afraid to say it loud. I never swore allegiance to the crown. We just wanna get some advice in. Now we got the other side singing with devices. Like us as a sidekick, see it like a sidekick. Trucking on the lies, someone's gonna need a Heimlich. About time they listen to my people. Dutton wants to hit us with the sequel. Does every black fella love the Phantom? Never give the same answer as him. I'm doing this for my old ones. A voice in the house and they hope that I could own one. It ain't the return of the mission. We're giving you permission to listen.
You ever hear the saying, nothing about us without us? I bet. From now on, no voice, no choice. No voice, no breath.
That's why I'm writing a yes though. Anything less is signed with a death note. That's why I'm writing a yes though. Anything less is signed with a death note, baby. No voice, no choice. No voice, no breath. No voice, no choice. That's why we say yes, baby. That's why we say yes.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Make my matter work. The making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have been me, San Balarayan. I take our rib, I got my sea island. Born and bred where Kyoto Island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another after MB full blood, new in mind. Another after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1 sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. How much are you bad when after become? After matter make a dance, after make it the mock car. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come on, say some be snugga band. Woman naga man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command. Man from make a wrong decision. Them come, but we no sabe si da mata work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe. Bamba, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gaba gov. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go mata stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyo password wap now. Then kind was a spear password woomara. How mata ya new bad when ate become? Ate mata make it work, make him sign up to sundown. Make it plenty pound, dive a month down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Bochi naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking no loud, but gani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. Then it now, but we no sabe si da mata work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with, we sabe work. Make them at the work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we stop at work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we stop at work.
Yeah, that's Mata Work, Savage Soldier here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. called That Number Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumma Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Otherwise, our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. Yeah, so this Saturday, 14th of October, we go to the polls in regarding voting for a voice to Parliament, either yes or no, either way. You put in your vote and write the full word, yes or no, in regarding to the voice to Parliament. And looking at the ABC News here, statement here is, what is the voice to Parliament? When and where to vote? Here's your pocket guide to the referendum. On Saturday, millions will vote on whether to change the Australian Constitution to establish an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Here are the bases to get yourself ready to vote. What's the voice? The voice is the voice to Parliament is a proposed advisory body that would be enshrined in the Constitution. It would represent First Nations people from across Australia to provide advice to the Parliament and government about decisions, policies and laws that affect their lives. This would be on matters relating to the social, spiritual, economic well-being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The voice would not have powers to overrule Parliament, something you might have heard referred to as veto powers. Why are we voting on the voice? Because this is a proposal to change the Australian Constitution, which sets out how Australia is governed. The Constitutional overrides all other laws and can't just be changed by the government of the day. It's so important that the only way to change it is through a vote by the Australian people, which is called a referendum. That means if the voice referendum prevailed, it could only be removed with another referendum. A referendum is different to a normal state or federal election. You don't vote for a party or representative. You vote yes or no to specific questions. The Australian Electoral Commission, AEC, which is independent statutory authority, is running the referendum, not the government. A double majority must agree to the proposed changes for the referendum to pass. More on that further down. What is the wording of the question I'm voting on? The ballot papers will ask voters to write the answer yes or no to this question. A proposed law to alter the Constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. Do you approve this proposed alteration? It's really important to write out the word yes, yes, or no, no. The AEC says not to do a tick or a cross on your ballot paper. That's because a cross would be considered an informal vote and won't be counted. However, a tick would be considered a yes vote. The ruling on ticks and crosses is based on legal advice from 1988, 35 years ago, and updated advice from the Australian government solicitor provided early this year. When is the voice vote? This Saturday, 14 October. Polling places will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. Where can I vote? Polling booths will be set up in public buildings like schools, churches and halls. The best way to find a policy, a polling place near you is look at the AEC's website. Can I vote early? Yes, you can. Cast your vote ahead of time at an early voting centre. The best way to find a polling place near you is to look at AEC's website and tap the Before Election Day button. What about proposal votes? You can still apply to send your vote in mail, but you'll have to do it quick because application closed at 6 p.m. today. Once you've applied, you'll be sent a postal vote pack, which you'll need to have filled out and witnessed by 6 p.m. on Saturday. That should be returned as soon as possible. You can apply for a postal vote online at the AEC's website. You can also submit a paper postal vote application by printing the downloads form or picking up at an AEC office. You can return paper application by mail, fax or your nearest AEC office, but remember, they must be received by AEC's by 6 p.m. today. Support for Indigenous Australians, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Support, 13 Yarn or 13 9276. If you've got any thoughts there in the process. E-Safety Commission, First Nation Resources. Can I vote over the phone? Yes, but only if you've stationed in Antarctica or are blind or have low vision. You'll have to call the AEC to register as a telephone voter. The number of call is 1-800-913-993. If you're in Australia, plus 612-62-714611 if you're overseas. Can I vote online? No, our laws don't allow for that. Is voting compulsory? Yes, everyone who is on the electoral roll is required to vote. If you're enrolled and you don't vote, you'll need to provide a valid reason explaining why you may face a $20 fine. What are the yes and no arguments? Tap the boxes below. It's the argument that's in regarding online yes campaign. Here's supporting reasons for yes campaign published in the referendum. Here's why everyone's ditching hearing loss for their aides. So that's the guts of it all in regarding voting this weekend, Saturday, 14th of October, in regard to a yes or no, a voice to Parliament. The people will speak, and there it is, not government run, it's run by the electoral roll in regard to a referendum. So there it is, the world we live in. Where do we sit? We'll find out late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, whether a voice to Parliament comes to the table. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
If people choose to live where there's no jobs, obviously it's very, very difficult to close the gap. It's not the job of the taxpayer to subsidise lifestyle choices.
The way you weigh your freedom when it's heavy with opinions I've heard. Burdened by decisions, see it restricting your vision to learn. Liberty can make you distant, so just step inside the sentence I serve. Feel the beating in my prison, there's no difference but the distance between their words. I'm always drowning, drowning naked, and all I could see was missing your faces. How does one's own time forsaken, try to swallow an ocean? With my prison when it's heavy with opinions I've learned. Burdened by decisions, see it restricting my vision to turn. I'm caught in your new religion, full of hope and contradiction to serve. We might not play the victim, but the script is not set written, still we watch it burn. I'm always drowning, and all I could see was missing your faces. How does one's own time forsaken, try to swallow an ocean, but couldn't. The Russians at your gun to be my safe and grace. Stop the spirit just to get my own body fed. Strength to rise again. The charming man, don't check the safe in hand. It's not the same one that's been joking it upon the land. Still he is judged where he cannot stand. I'm always drowning, drowning naked, and all I could see was missing your faces. I'm always drowning, drowning naked, and all I could see was missing your faces. How does one's own time forsaken, try to swallow an ocean? Oh,
on your mom, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
The program, National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Next segment we got is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Pekoni, IGA, Brinsmead and Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here once a week. Bum and Bipper Media, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, the message we deliver. Instead of chewing on a Mars bar, then chew on an apple or an orange. There you go. Have you say mangoes very soon. That's around the corner, Christmas. And look, we got Which Way Yarning, and proudly sponsored, like I said, by IGA, but also Edmonton Police are at the table. And we've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay back in the hot seat. And his bodyguard, Steve Grant, PLO. And they brought Deadly Sister, Bridie Egan, second year constable. A very good morning. How are you all?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor.
Morning, yes.
G'day, Trev.
Yes. And
morning.
Bridie, good morning. How are you, Bridie?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You're pretty than these two boys. Let me talk with you. First cab rank. Bridie Egan, second year constable.
Yeah.
Where do you stem from?
I'm from the Tablelands.
Oh, hillbilly girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did your training for police force where?
I trained at the Townsville Academy.
Okay, yep.
I think it was 21, 22.
21. Yep, second year, where did you do your first year as a constable?
First year in Innisfail.
Innisfail, okay, cool. Big shout out, Innisfail Mob.
Yeah.
And then now here at Edmonton.
Yep.
Slaughterlight, come over to Edmonton from Tableland. Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay from Tableland. So you're going for his job, aren't you?
Following in my footsteps.
Put you in that spot. Glenn, how you going? Good to see you, brother.
Yeah, good to be back in the seat.
Yeah, so you was up at...
I've spent 7 weeks up at Bamaga. Bamaga yes. Station as the officer in charge up in that neck of the woods.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, and enjoyed it thoroughly.
Good.
Very pretty place.
It is a pretty place.
Yeah,
Are you a fisherman?
Mate, I am. My problems were I fished the whole time I was up there. And then last week my son came up there and he hooked the barra, so I caught nothing.
Okay.
He got an 84-centimeter barrel.
Maybe you shouldn't expose that on radio national.
Yeah.
There it is, brother.
No, look, my soul's just laid out on the ground at that moment when I saw him hook it. So, yeah. But look,
Did he give it to you?
Yeah. Mate, that's a good station up there. It has some issues there. And while I was there, we had that mayor summit.
Okay.
And a lot of those issues were raised by Mayor Pat Yusia. You know, I know you spoke about the mayor summit
on the
previous program here, but
we did, yes.
You know, that's the whole purpose of it is that our communities get that one-on-one voice with the commissioner, and if there's any issues in those stations, that you know, we get an opportunity to hear it straight from them, and then they can we go back and try and rectify it and keep the community happy.
And your first week there, we did give you a call. We had an interview here on National Talk Black, and you introduced two of the PLOs up there.
Yep.
That was a good yarn.
Yep. Tamina Williams and Aaron Benowell.
Big shout out, yes.
Great PLOs from the north, yep.
Good.
Yeah.
And how many PLOs are on board up
there? So there's only the two.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's only the two, and, you know, they do their job very well in that community. So, you know, great reflection.
And you relieved
the
sergeant that was up there. Was it a holiday thing or is
I'm not talking out of shelf here, but
that
is one of the problems with the station was that they have had a long standing vacancy there.
Okay.
And so I was up there for the 7 weeks, but the position's been sort of vacated for a long time and relieved by different officers. So,
okay.
And look, a lot of communities like to own their police and know their police very well.
Exactly.
And so the difficulty there is that when you've got different police coming in, they've got different ideas.
That sets the apple cart, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And the community, they want someone that they can go to and know. So
build relationships.
Yep. And look, from that summit, the Bamaga OIC's position's been advertised last week
on
the Gazette. So,
yep.
Look, they'll very shortly have a substantive.
So, how's that work? A sergeant will apply for the job, or could you have like a corporal apply for the job to become a sergeant?
No, so you'll have a sergeant apply because it's a senior sergeant position.
Yes.
So, you can have a sergeant, or a senior sergeant can apply for the position.
Okay,
so,
right, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Cool. So, look, that once that leadership is established in that station, it's going to run very well.
Builds a strong foundation, doesn't it?
Yeah. And look, part of me going up there is getting to know staff from the Cape.
Yes.
I want to always attract good staff to my station, but also check those places out. So while I was there, one of our first years, Lockie Steedon, he's been on this program. He made the decision that for his second year that would be his number one choice. And on the 16th of this month, he will land his boots there. He's going there.
The job then. Yep. So it's been covered then.
Yep. So he's going up there to fill a constable position. So.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Steve, how you going, my brother?
Morning, Trevor.
How are you? Oh, it's a good brother. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, proud Jibal Murray from the tropics of the Cardinal Tully area, Gumball capital of Australia, which is rain.
Wet country, bro.
Wet country, indeed.
Get that snorkel in your mouth so you can understand what you're saying, brother. Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's great to see. I think I've asked this question before. PLO, Police Liaison Officers, are they only in Queensland?
Gee, now you've put me on the spot. Yeah. Look, I would believe that they were right across this country because they're so valuable to it.
So, New South Wales, they call them ALOs.
ALOs?
Yes.
That's New South Wales?
Yes.
And what's the acronym for that, ALO?
Aboriginal Liaison Officer, I believe.
Okay, right, yep, sure.
And I think the Territory's got them, far as I know.
Yep.
And I think
it's a fantastic thing.
Mm.
It's a bridge builder, it's communication, it's cultural awareness, front and centre.
Yeah, it ticks a few boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. Were you at that conference that happened here in Cairns?
So I come down for the conference.
The Mayor's Conference, eh?
Yep, so it went over 2 days. And yes. Each Mayor got their individual time with the Commissioner and the deputies.
Sure.
And the officer in charge of that station and the inspector, the supervising inspectors.
Well, it's not one size fits all.
No.
Because you have a problem in a community, it's not the same problem in other communities.
Exactly.
So you've got to have mayors there and they can talk to you about their community. And then you work at a solution together to make it all good, don't you?
Yeah. And like I say, like that's 4 weeks ago, I suppose, now. And already a lot of those things that have been raised have already been rectified. So, it'll be wait till next year's Mayor's Summit and see what we, what else we can improve.
And the other thing is also, it's also an election year for the local council.
Yeah, okay.
So those mayors.
Maybe stepping down?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's right, you know. Maybe a change at the post. Changing guards at the post, maybe. But like I said, if we've got the same person there, and that's good relationship in regard to the having a sergeant there.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, they've got a go-to.
Exactly.
Yep.
We're dealing with people, not product.
Yeah.
Brody, second year constable, what happens here? I mean, what's your future visions? Do you want to become a sergeant like this man here, or what's your vision?
My vision, I think I'll take it as it comes. Okay. But I was talking earlier saying that I might look into going into CPIU, Child Protection Unit, one day, maybe.
Yes.
Work towards something like that.
Because the different departments you can work towards. Yeah. Yep, in the police force, yep.
Yeah.
And so protecting our children out there,
Yeah, I like kids. So
okay, good. All right, yeah.
Look after them.
And they need protecting. Yes, they do, you know. They are our future, and I sometimes think that there's kids out there having kids. Mm. One of the biggest problems out there, you know. And because we're talking about kids there, youth crime, that's still a big issue, isn't it, across the country, if not the world?
Yep.
Yeah, youth crime, and you guys should only operate within the rules and regulations, the law as we know it, you know?
And we need the right people in those roles as well, you know, like Bridie's a nice, gentle person.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
She's not going to scare the bejesus out of the kids,
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
You get me into a room, they run out the door.
This ugly sergeant came up and he grabbed my arm and talked to me and I didn't want to talk to him.
So. And as an officer in charge, we're always trying to find the right fit as well and steer people off in the right direction in their careers, you know. So, Bridie do a great job in Child Protection Unit, without a doubt.
Good on you. Fantastic. Well, the statement goes, as a police officer, protect and serve, eh?
Mm.
And that's what you're there. You're in the public and you're working for protecting the people in the public and servicing them, you know. And like I said, some people may have barneys with the so-called boys and girls in blue, but when they're in trouble, who do they call? Triple O, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's about working together, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's two ways. You know, we've got to build that trust with the community, whether someone's had a negative experience with police previously, you know, they've always got to have that ability to trust us when they're in need. So just because someone's had a poor experience in the past doesn't mean they can't call and get good help.
I'd like to think that the government, the police, are doing their bit in regarding showcasing that action, good way action, protecting and serving. We've been talking cameras, for example, and we had a yarn about cameras on this program a couple of times now. I mean, that just shows what's going on, what has been said, and it's a two-way street there, you know, and if the individual is being rude or arrogant or swinging punches or whatever, there it is, all online, yeah?
I know, yep. So, yep.
But it protects the police officer if they're not doing right.
Exactly,
well,
yeah.
Two-way street.
Yep, that's the go-to for us if there's a complaint. This is straight to the footage.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And speaking of that, individuals can make a complaint. And what's the process in making a complaint?
Yeah, you can make a complaint. You can ring the police link number on 131 444.
Yeah.
You can go and see your local police station, ask to talk to the officer in charge.
And they'll take down your particulars and what they thought was being wrongdoing by towards them.
You can make your complaint straight to Ethical Standards Command. Sure. Or with a professional practice manager.
Then you as a sergeant, you would investigate with that police officer, whoever it is, in regard to the complaint that just come through
the day.
So there's an investigation going on there. Is that how it works?
That's how it works, exactly right, yep. So I'd go to their body camera footage normally first.
Yes.
And then any notes or anyone that they've worked with.
How long does that footage stay on the camera?
It's on permanently.
Yeah, sure. Mm. But if their footage, something happened a week ago, it's still there.
It's still there.
Do you download the camera, the videos to...
That's it. So they download
a folder on computer.
Well, it downloads to a cloud, but that downloads as it's being charged. So
okay,
yeah,
all right,
yeah, no beautiful. Charge.
So you
no
always
footage.
Got the email. So 3 weeks later, if we go back to that incident, there it is. You got the information.
Exactly.
There.
Yep.
Footage there.
And the technology is so good, Trevor. So the senior sergeant could also say, for example, if he had an officer in Brisbane, he could also look at that footage.
Oh, okay. Been transferred up here now, then you had an incident down there, need to look at the incident, see if marry it up and see if it's...
The technology's just unreal.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Powerful.
And we can live stream into that camera as well while it's being operated. So, yeah, they're a handy bit of kit.
Look, I do a bit of youth work, and I remember about 3 months ago, a couple of kids escaped from the residency, AWOL, what do you call, just jumped the fence and took off. And then we found them like a couple of hours later. And there were three cop cars, and what I watched was how the police officers engaged with these young ones, sat them down, talked to them nicely, and it was powerfully done. And they were doing that as I parked the car around the corner. We found out we were there, and we walked around. Then I introduced myself, a youth worker. These young fellas are staying at the resident where I was working. And but the conversation was fantastic, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, the camera's on and what have you, but... They were talking to the kids, not at the kids, is
exactly.
what I'm saying. You
yep.
know what I mean? There was a relationship building there, and let them know that the youth work here to keep you safe, but can't keep you safe if you're not in the house.
Exactly.
So you need to go back to the house and say, hey, I'm ready to take you guys. Let's go, boys. You know?
Yeah, yep.
And
yep.
it was a good night, but I was impressed.
Yeah,
I think it's also good that the Queensland Police have also got that partnership with the Youth Justice Corresponder
yes.
team.
Yes.
They're out there 24/7, they're working 10 P's to 6 A's, so.
Well, it takes a community to raise a child. That's what
correct.
We're saying. It's a team effort, isn't it, across the board? Mm. Yeah. So we need more officers working in that department. There you go, Bridie.
It's good out at Edmonton too. I mean, I haven't been out there for too long, so I'm still building relationships with the community, but you can build the relationships with the community there. Like
yeah.
you can get to know all the kids there.
Yes.
And have chats
well,
to them.
Well, that's the suburb. They live it there.
Yeah.
So let's get to know the officers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of stuff, you know.
It's nice out there like that.
Yeah, sure. And then you get to know the kid and what they're doing is bad, but let's not escalate it where they're going doing bigger crimes and burglary and stealing cars. We can stop them, prevent them from doing that, you know.
Work with them.
Have that relationship.
Yeah.
They're thinking to what you're saying. They're taken on board, you know.
Mm.
Fantastic. Well, great to see you all. Nice to meet you, Brody.
Nice to meet you. Thanks
good
for
Good to see you
me.
Back in town. Yep, and good to have you back in town.
Yes, very Senior good to be back in town.
Guy. PLO, we'll be yarning soon.
Yep.
And all the best to all the guys there, guys and girls, out at Edmonton.
Thank you.
Greatest station in North Queensland.
There you go. Represent. All right, guys, take care.
Thank you.
All the best.
See you, mate.
Yep, the greatest police station in Queensland was the statement there. That's by Senior Sergeant Glenn Deli. Bridie Egan, second year constable, good yarning with her, and also brother man here, Steve Grant, PLO, Police Liaison Officer, something like 18, 19 years. Yeah, you can pay for lunch. Sam, fantastic. Have you saying yarn up strong? About 15 minutes left on the program here, National Talk Black 1-800-422-416.
Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. O is to overcome the obstaculization. N is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. R is to recognize from the past the injustices. Recognizing the cost of what they did to our ancestors. Recognizing the pain that was felt and that was fought. Recognizing the distance from putting change into thought. Recognizing the sacrifice it takes to break a war. Recognizing the names of our elders up on the wall. Recognizing the fathers, how they passed down to their sons. Recognizing don't be the bullet, be the gun, son. Ah, to indigenize information on the board. Ah, to indigenize situations from afar. Oh, it's to overcome the obstacles of life. Overgliding like I was Greg Inglis in full flight. Is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Nationalize through education, reconciliation. Takes a generation to lead the nation. From the beginning, we're still here like the Southern Cross Constellation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize we were sold when we were bought. Recognizing the history the children were never taught. Ah, to indigenize the way that we teach. Indigenize the way that our kids perceive the streets. Indigenize to debate the facts with no lies. Indigenize the amount of our constitutional rights. Intruding on conversations about our culture when it's white. Indigenize the intentions of turning day into night. Ah, to identify there's no law for sniffing paint. Ah, to identify institutionalized hate. Oh, it's to overcome a government that waits. Overcome the odds like you're a halo above the saint before it's too late. Remember, live before you take. Override the hate like you were Blade deciding fate. And it's for nowhere near never giving up. It's like you're taking the very last sip from the very queen's cup. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize the ignition of this nation. Ha! To indigenize history's information. Oh, is to overcome the obstaculization. And is to nationalize this recognition in our nation. Is to recognize. Ah, to indigenize. Oh, is to overcome. And is to nationalize. Ah, is to recognize. Ah, to indigenize. Oh, is to overcome. And is to nationalize.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, welcome back. Your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Have you say Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page about BBM 987 FM. All right, Jimmyron Roberts and Stephanos Iraklis are members of a white supremacy group in Melbourne. Notorious neo-Nazis, likely architects of menacing video directed at Lydia Thorpe. Two notorious Australian neo-Nazis have been exposed as the likely architects of a menacing video in which a masked man denigrates Indigenous Senator Lydia Thorpe before burning the Aboriginal flag. A forensic analyst by ABC Investigation suggested reasonable grounds to suspect Melbourne men Jimmyron Roberts and Stephanos Iraklis are behind the footage, which sparked a national outrage last week. They are members of the white supremacist group National Socialist Network, SNSN. The ABC has also found Iraklis behind a racist harassment campaign targeting Miss Thorpe and other high-profile Indigenous Australians, which has intensified during the Voice to Parliament referendum. The video deriding Senator Thorpe was published on X, formerly Twitter, by an anonymous account. In the footage, and a man in balaclava is seen standing in front of a fire in an undisclosed location. His voice has been digitalized and altered out. He is heard referring to First Nations Australians as racist terms. The video ends with a Nazi salute. The video, which the ABC has chosen to not publish in full, was widely condemned as cowardly, disgusting and menacing, and is now being investigated by Australian Federal Police, AFP. In a Melbourne press conference on Thursday, Senator Thorpe, who has been campaigning for a no vote in the Voice to Parliament referendum, accused the AFP of failing to protect her from racist abuse and threats, and saying for 4 months, I wasn't allowed to be in my home because people want to kill me out there. Authorities have not confirmed the identity of the man in the video or the video's origins, but digital breadcrumbs uncovered by ABC investigations are linked to Raculus and Roberts. And that's where it sits at the moment. If anyone you need help, suicide callback service 1300 659 467, Lifeline on 131114. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Crisis Support, that's the support line, 13 Yarn on 139276. So, travel safely, you mob, and that's the statement there regarding Lily Thorpe and the racist trend going out to her. Here it is, you mob, 8 minutes left on the program. We've got, the referendum happening this Saturday. Vote yes or no in regard to the Voice to Parliament and where we sit, and we'll find out late Saturday night, Sunday morning, where we sit and how the future looks for First Nation people in this country, yet to receive a treaty from the government, and the Voice to Parliament, you would think, is a step in that direction, but some people think maybe not. Maybe you want to yarn about that. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Got it. Looking so good, looking like a snack to me, like, come and ride with me, got a body of a goddess, like, oh,
she looks so sexy, she looks
so fine,
I wanna make her my lady, tonight she's mine, she looks so
sexy,
she looks so
can be in it. Together we can be what others wanna be. On the Bonnie and Clyde type of thing. Your brown skin, brown eyes, penthouse, rooftop, nearly sexual healing. Baby, can you tell me if you're feeling what I'm feeling? Negative energy, we don't need it. Cause it's gonna be all good vibes. On top of my mind is where your smile rewinds. This ain't rush hour, baby, we can take our time. See the advantages, they come in packages. Your life's like an empty bag. And with love, I'm packing it, packing it, packing it.
But
all Dilly,
Away there, Ledrick Fields. Big shout out, Ledrick Fields performed over at Yarrabah last weekend. Yarrabah Music Festival, Cultural Festival, and also performed before Jessica Mowboy. And great to see Jessica perform at her professional level. But look, big shout out to Ledrick Fields, performed so well, deadly sister brother man, and look, excellent. First time I've ever seen the sister brother perform. And two deadly voice and very electrical show, you could say. Pardon the pun, electric feel. So big shout out to Yarrabah. Thank you for hosting us. Mama Bipper was over there for the outdoor broadcast. And look, deadly to see the Yarrabah Music Cultural Festival back kicking deadly and kicking strong. So fantastic. So put that in your calendar, you mob. Lock it out. It's a beautiful day over there, laying out your mats and your chairs and enjoying the beautiful sunshine. But just as Jessica performed and it rained, but it was good musical rain, you could say. So fantastic. 20 Trevor, going to sign off you, mob. Thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Thank you for your company. And look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team and big shout out to First Nation radio stations all across this country, a deadly black network. Yarn and up strong, you mob. Thank you very much. Too deadly.